When the right people come together at the right moment, when they care almost as much about winning as they do about each other, they can become the best of the best.
Welcome to the best soccer show, the best soccer show in the whole world.
Here we go! It's the best soccer show. Jason Davis, Jared Dubois, your favorite American soccer savants, people of interest,
semi-informed
suspects, perps. That's not the right one. That's definitely not American soccer perps.
I don't want to be a perp. I don't want to be a perp.
You don't want to be an American soccer perp? I don't know, man.
That means we're perpetrators?
Yeah, we're perpetrating American soccer.
Purveyors. Have a purveyor of American soccer.
Purveyor is classy, right? So if we were like, if we launched a company, you know how like in the last decade or so, there's been a bespoke company for like everything? Like you sign up for a service and you get a call from a stylist and they're like, what do you like to wear? And then they pick things
everything's
out.
Artisan.
Yeah, they pick everything's artisan. Everything's bespoke. We would, we have to come up with a fancy word for what we do on this show. Purveyor's a decent word, but I feel like it's not quite there yet. Just another level up. What is that?
What's
like a soccer sommelier? How do we do that? How do we make that sommelier feel come out in what we do?
Man, you would have to cater something to them. You have to be able to recommend something. Here's what it is. You call into us.
Uh-huh.
You tell us what your favorite beverage, food, and television show are.
Uh-huh.
And we tell you what league and or team you should be watching.
That's not a bad idea. I like that one. I like that. No.
We make an app. This is what these wine apps do, where they say, do you like dark roast coffee?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, you like Cabernet. It's total bullshit.
But we
could be that bullshit.
Do you like the flavor of dirt and the smell of horse manure? This is the kind of wine you like. That's what you're into, right? That's what you like.
Yeah,
I'm
a grown-ass man. I don't need no app to tell me what I like to drink.
Well, yes, you do that.
But the soccer world is rife with like hard decisions to make about who you're going to support till you die.
Okay. I do think that we need to be less elitist than some of these other bespoke, custom order things, because
that's going to be hard.
Soccer
for me.
Has a problem with elitism, Jared. I'm saying like accessibility, making the game feel like it's for the people rather than for some fancy guys who can spend $15 a month on a service, right? Or $150 a month.
Or if you can have like $1,400 season tickets per game, like certain plate markets.
Yeah, if you're charging NFL prices for your American soccer product, maybe you don't fit the spirit of what we're talking about here. So someone
wrote the prices for the wrong kind of football over there.
That seems to be the problem. I don't know exactly what's going on. That may come up on the show.
There's a lot of expansion issues these days. If you want a recommendation, call it tonight. I'll go off the cuff. I'll give you a recommendation. You tell me your favorite beverage, your favorite TV show, and your favorite meal. I'm going to spit out a random team that might be right for you.
Okay, so you want to try with me first? You want to try?
Oh, go for it.
Okay, so
Jason Davis, the man who supports no team. This could be huge.
I'm like a soccer ghost. Yeah, I don't exist.
Go ahead, shoot. All right, so your favorite beverage.
My favorite beverage, like overall, totally. Yeah. My favorite.
Alcohol, non-alcohol, whatever.
Yeah. Man.
Haterade.
Look, can I be somewhat generic? I'm not enough of a snob.
Listen, you need to give the honest answer. If you want a real bespoke experience of a soccer sommelier,
yes, I know.
I need to know what you really like.
No, I think my choice is a bourbon, but I don't necessarily have a specific bourbon because I'm not I'm not rolling deep enough to be like, I like the Woodford Reserve.
Listen, you're right. A random bourbon. You're happy with just a random bourbon. Would that be honest?
I would say
a Jack Daniels would be fine for you.
No, I need to go up a level of that. So middle
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace would be a good one. Yes, Woodford again. Woodford is what.
Gotcha. I got your beverage. Okay. Now, what's your ideal meal? Your last meal on earth. What do you have?
Man, my ideal meal
or just favorite food.
That's That's a really good question. Let's see. These days, I mean, I'm gonna go. This is gonna be a little. Man, now you got me thinking. You know what? This might change. You ask me next week, it might be different. But I'm gonna go ramen, and I'm gonna go with. I like. Okay. There's a place nearby.
Sensible.
They do ramen with a kimchi a kimchi base.
Oh, we're not talking top ramen.
So no.
Okay.
No, not 79 cents for all you can eat top ramen.
That would have told me a lot about who you want to support. No.
Now, I might not eat the egg in the ramen, but I'm housing everything else, and I like a little spice. I want some.
Okay.
I want some heat, right? Some picante.
So what I'm hearing so far is that you like a elevated yet approachable experience in both your food and your whiskey.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I would.
Favorite all time TV show.
Favorite all time TV show. Wow. All right, it's between two. I'll go with the older one, and I will say News Radio. News Radio is my favorite all-time TV show.
News Radio. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that tells me News Radio, I guess that's a bit underappreciated.
Yeah, it's a little hipstery. I'll admit that. And it's older, too, right? I'm not living in the now. I'm kind of going back to the 90s, and it's a little bit nostalgia in there.
From an MLS standpoint,
yeah, okay.
I feel like you're... Honestly, and this is totally not planned or anything like that, but I feel like you might be.
You mean we didn't rehearse this bit before we came here?
You might be what I think Charlotte FC is going to
turn. Oh, no.
I think you're Charlotte FC.
Okay. Well, the problem is that it's going to cost me way too much to go to a Charlotte
FC
game.
You look like a man who's minted to me.
I'm minted. I'm not against the idea of being minted.
Think about what Charlotte's trying to do. A normal everyday product that they're trying to elevate to something more.
How are you going to give me a team that has like one player whose name I don't remember and is out on loan somewhere in like Turkey or whatever?
Because it's hipster to like them before it's time.
How are you going
to
give me a team with no coach?
I will give you another one. I'll give you another one.
No,
I think
jersey?
Your choice between these two.
Okay.
I think your other one is Austin. That's your other one.
Okay. Okay, what's the...
Damn, dog.
I'm not against the idea of Austin FC. I like a lot of the things they've done. If you're going to tell me that I'm supporting the team and maybe this connects me with Matthew McConaughey and I get a little FaceTime with the man himself, I'm not going to say no to all of that. I mean, who knows? This could be the start of a beautiful friendship and relationship. However, there is a factor involved in Austin FC that turns me off a little bit. You know, I was out front. I was trying really hard to... support everything that happened in Columbus with Save the Crew. You know, I was a cheerleader for that movement. I wasn't in Columbus, but I did everything with you know what? You know, I have a radio show, right?
Since when?
I have a radio show, and on that radio show...
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very nice of you to say that. I've been trying to, you know, I was trying to elevate Save the Crew, and it happened, right? They saved the crew. And that the guy who tried to steal the crew?
Wait. Did you just take credit for saving the crew somehow?
No, I feel like you just somehow took credit for saving the crew.
All
I'm saying is that I tried to assist as a guy with a bit of a bullhorn. I'm not saying it's the biggest bull. I'm not bragging about my bullhorn. It's a good above average size bullhorn, though, okay? So I used my above average size bull. You don't know.
It's bigger around than it is long. Tell me more about your bullhorn.
Jay Rodius. That's a Coke can of a bullhorn.
But it really puts out some stuff.
I'm just saying. I got a medium, average to medium size bullhorn. And so I used it. And now, so that Austin's got the guy in charge. The guy who owns that club is the guy who tried to steal the crew. How could I be...
So you're going to go with Charlotte and Austin. Okay, I got it. But you had your bespoke experience. There's no money back here.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know, if for some reason you're not satisfied, it's on you. I gave you the right experience.
Is this in the user terms, like it says, like in the fine print?
Yeah. No refunds? Basically, I know you, then you're maybe willing to admit yourself. So, I mean, if you can't come to terms with it, that's on
really
you.
It's really unfortunate.
The experience was had.
It's really unfortunate that we can't do this with you with an American soccer club. Now, I suppose, I know Manchester United was your boyhood team, very much like Robbie. You and Robbie Keane have that in common, right?
Like, Galaxy is my boyhood team. Okay, let's be honest here. Okay, like
you were not a boy.
96. I was.
You were not a boy. You were almost
19,
a man.
I'm sorry. I may have started watching Manchester United when I was like 16.
Okay
so maybe
right,
they beat me
right.
by a few years.
Well, we might have to try to do this with you. I know I'm not a soccer sommelier. I didn't get hired by the app, so I don't have that.
But the difference between you and I. My bespoke experience is skewed because I'm from a city that has a team. That's why you need the bespoke experience, the soccer sommelier experience, because you don't know where to – you don't have a hometown team.
Well, okay. Well, if you want to get into it.
You have an adjacent.
Hold on. You want to get into it. I mean, I am – you know, I'm 25 minutes away, not even really that from DC United Stadium. I have always flirted with the idea of being a fan, but look, I got into the business of covering soccer, and it never felt right for me. And you know what? They sucked.
What about you do have a team.
They
you
sucked.
You do have a team. I'm sorry.
They were boring.
I apologize.
No, well, okay. If you really want
you
me to –
You almost had a team, I should say. You almost had a team.
Well, this is the thing, and there's a little bit of humor in – a little bit of a joke in this, but I am disappointed. I'm crushed by what happened on Friday because the city of my birth was supposed to have an MLS team. I was born. I'm a Californian as much as you are, Jared. I was born in the state. That's how that works.
Okay. You're going down some roads you can't back up right now.
No, I'm Californian. What? That's in matter. Wherever you were born, that's what you are. That's where you're from. That's who you are. Right. That's how that works. Do you want to get into an argument about identity and all that? I'll leave it aside. I would have liked, okay, and yes, of course, there's some humor in the fact.
When's the last time you were in the ocean?
No, hold on. Good question. Oh, when I was in Puerto Rico last time.
That doesn't count. That's a sea.
It doesn't. No. What is the ocean? The Caribbean
Ocean.
The Caribbean. The Atlantic Ocean is on the north side of Puerto Rico.
You're in a sea, dude. When's the last time you were in an ocean?
Whatever. Okay. What I was going to say is that obviously I squeezed some fun out of the idea of adopting Sacramento, making it my club, talking about, you know, I wanted to support the team. They needed to fly me out as somebody who, you know, has a medium-sized bullhorn. I talked about this on my show. And look, all of it, look, again, behind the curtain or pull back the curtain, there's a bit to it, okay? If you're not smart enough to figure that out, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But yes, there's a bit. But I am legitimately saddened by the fact that Ron Burkle, and by the way, I mean, maybe it's the name. Like, just don't trust a dude named Ron Burkle. I don't know.
Ron Burkle-ndy.
Ron Burkle pulls out. Ron Burkle stops wanting to invest in Sacramento Republic and says because of the pandemic, right? And by the way, I think there was also some personal stuff that Ron Burkle's gone through in the recent past that I don't know about a lot. So
this is the part that surprised me, and I learned from this, though, is that we don't often get a peek behind the curtain of the expansion process. Supposedly, reportedly, I think maybe Chucky Boehm, I can't remember who put this out.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize if I'm wrong on that. Has paid zero of the expansion far, the expansion fee. I would have thought you would have had to put something down to reserve this. I got to put something down to like reserve all sorts of things in life. This dude can put a reservation down on a MLS team zero down?
The difference.
What are we, a car lot?
The difference is that there are lots of people running around who want the thing that you want to buy. So they're like, well, if you want to reserve this and you don't want to have it taken by somebody else, you better give us some money now to hold it. Whereas Ron Burkle's trying to buy an MLS team that's going to cost, what, $250 million in an expansion fee? How many people running around with $250? $250 million to invest in an expansion team? Not very many. So if you're MLS, you're not in a position to say, hey, you got to give us something to hold this. He's going to be like, screw you. I'm the billionaire.
At the same time, that dude got to rent a team for like 2 years.
Well.
He got to pay something back to us for the rent, for the rental.
Did he do that? Do you feel like this was a lease situation?
Do you think, yes or no, he had business cards made that said that he had MLS team?
Knowing what I know about that guy,
man got the float on clout for like 2 years for nothing.
I doubt it. He also owns, or at least a portion of the Pittsburgh Penguins of the NHL. His pockets are so deep, Jared, that he doesn't need to show off for anybody with an MLS team. You know,
but what this means, though, there's a franchise open for sale. There's a franchise open event available. Maybe.
Sure.
First of all, let's have the conversation first. Does Don Garber feel this is still the environment for expansion?
So there is some opinion out there, or at least an expressed opinion, maybe spin from inside the MLS circles, but there's some spin that this was good for MLS, that Burkle backed out and Sacramento's not going to jump into the league. Because, I don't know, because Sacramento's not the sexiest place. I mean, again, I'm from Sacramento, California, so we at least have that going for us. But
name an area code in Sacramento.
Look, when you've transcended, when you've transcended into a greater consciousness, as I have, it's not important to know those area code situations.
You guys are, all your federal Sacramentoites are on just on a wavelength. You don't even have to
That's
call
exactly
each
right.
Like, what's
there,
going
there's
on.
A mind meld situation here. It's, you know, it's, we're sharing thoughts. We've moved beyond your petty concerns as human beings, you know, wandering around the earth. We're a higher consciousness. But so let me ask you that, because this just occurred to me. I don't know when you bought your house a billion years ago. You've been in
that old.
You've been in that house for a while though, right? So you bought your house a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been probably about 12 to 13.
Okay, that's
years.
A long time for most people.
Oh, okay.
So I bought my house 2019. There is this thing. So when you're buying a house, right, Jared? Do you see the house go on the market? If you're out searching, obviously you want to go see it, whatever. But sometimes a house will go under contract or be listed as pending or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay, well, we can't get that house. They've already accepted an offer. And then a little while later, it comes back on the market, right? The house comes back on the market. And you're like,
I got it.
What is...
You the thing was, I got to have it, or like, oh.
Something might be wrong with that house, right?
There's something in the basement.
Yeah, maybe they have oil heat instead of... you don't need heat in California. I don't know if you know even...
Oil heat?
Yes.
Hey, what is this like? Isn't that something like Amish people have? Like, that's a thing?
We saw one house when we were looking that literally... We almost made an offer. Had an oil tank, and that's how they heated the house, was the oil.
That seems incredibly unsafe.
It wasn't great. It would have been better to have a furnace and all that stuff.
But, man, I didn't know you were looking at oil heat houses. Come on, man. Like, you have a nice place. I've seen
do
it.
Do you know about the market? I mean, it's the same in California. The market is insane. Nothing lasts. Everything goes for $25,000 more than it's listed. This is the way of the world right now. So we were doing what
oil heat sounds like one step above, like, hobo trash can heat.
It wasn't quite that bad. I wonder, do you think this now sullies Sacramento's reputation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, MLS isn't coming back to Sacramento. They can't. Even, I don't know. So you're saying if a new owner pops up and says, hey, I'm willing to take the charge on this, I'm committed, I want this to happen in this city, maybe they've found soccer recently or something like that in the last few years, and they were excited about this opportunity. Maybe you salvage it that way, but it has to be soon. It has to be real soon. Otherwise, this has to move. It has to go on to someplace else.
If there's not a backup option.
If there's expansion.
Yeah, if there's not a backup option, then, I think the two possibilities, Major League Soccer says, okay, you know what? This is kind of a warning sign. We just talked about losing $100 million or $1 billion. What am I selling them short? $1 billion, Jared. It's a pandemic. We don't know when the fans are coming back for sure. Let's just pause. Like, we've already got money, big money in Charlotte coming into the league. Austin FC is joining this year. Let's just wait. They could do that, but that's never been Major League Soccer's way, right? Major League Soccer is always like, if you ain't building, you ain't growing, you're dying. So,
well, here's the thing. If they don't keep bringing money into the pyramid, it falls
down.
So
there's that.
This is a Ponzi scheme. Okay. Like, you have to keep putting money in so the people that got in early. So listen, those massages aren't going to buy themselves for Mr. Kraft.
First of all, let me just say, while I understand this opinion and I understand the logic behind it, a Ponzi scheme, you're not telling the people, you're not telling your original investors that you're paying them back with new money.
It's a smart one.
So it's a very dumb Ponzi scheme, is what you're saying to me.
I think Don Garber's promised that one day we're going to get the 50 teams. You're in at 35. You're still good.
Okay. If they do consider still expanding, and Sacramento is out because, again, they got oil heat or the pipes are rusted out or whatever it is, do they go somewhere else? I've heard Vegas and Phoenix both mentioned. Now, look, Vegas is a great town. It's growing dramatically in terms of people who actually live there. It's not just about the gaming industry and the tourism. Phoenix is like the biggest market in the country that doesn't have an MLS team. Alexi Lala says Detroit. We'll come back to that in a second. But both of those places require, a dome? I mean, how do you play in the summertime in Vegas or Phoenix? How do you do that?
They play baseball in Phoenix outdoors.
They have a roof on that place, but the
they do. When I fly in, I thought I see into the field.
I think they have a retractable roof. I think it is.
Okay,
but I think there's a soccer team in Vegas and there's a soccer team in Phoenix already in second divisions, right? By the way,
yeah. So if they can do it, why can't MLS?
Quick note: apparently, according to Taylor Twellman, Steve Cherundolo might be getting a job with LAFC that would allow him to coach in Vegas, which would be brilliant. We want Dolo here. But I mean, if those second division teams can make it work, I guess the MLS teams can make it work. I'm just saying, it's damn hot. Is my point. If you had one or the other to pick from, Jared, what would you think
between Vegas and Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
I would take Vegas, and I feel the heat is basically an even thing between the two. Seeing the success of the Vegas Knights, I would never have thought that a hometown team could succeed in Vegas. And the Knights have done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
The Raiders are about to blow this thing open. Once they can actually like go into that stadium and do, I can tell you right now, there's a ton of people in Southern California. They can't wait. That thing is going to be 70% full of transplant people that have commuted in for the game.
Sure.
And I think that MLS, I think it would be cool to be represented in Vegas because not enough NBA is not there. Baseball's not there. I think you could beat some of that to the market by going and doing it. And it's off season for the most part to NFL. So I think there's an opportunity there. And what team wouldn't be stoked to go to Vegas for their games?
Yeah.
I think there's a marketability aspect there.
There's an away trip attractiveness.
Think how many foreign teams over the summer are going to now, if you had a Vegas team, it's not just LA, New York. Vegas is going to get a game. Vegas is going to get a game when Real Madrid comes to the States, or Barcelona comes to the States, or whoever it is coming to the States. That is an attractive thing to keep that money flowing into the States as well.
I want to. We'll move on from this because again, this is all speculation. But I'll say that the thing that you need to get an MLS expansion bid off the ground is big money and a stadium plan. And right now, as far as I'm aware, Vegas doesn't have either one of those things. You might be able to gin it up pretty quickly. I don't know. Phoenix Rising is an interesting organization. They've done very well in the second division. They were kind of on the outside of the MLS expansion picture.
Some good youth development as well.
They could come back in. I don't know. I've heard from that organization that maybe MLS isn't necessarily the best fit for them, but I don't know. Maybe they want to build. Again, Alexi Lalas saying Detroit. That would be interesting. There was a idea of a plan of a hope of a dream, but then they shifted it to Ford Field, an NFL building that's not really made for soccer, and that's not.
But with the Detroit, if you went to Detroit, do you bring up one of the lower division? Some of those Detroit teams are doing pretty well
in the lower division. There's one Detroit team, Detroit City FC, that's doing very well in NISA now, and they were previously in an amateur league. They're still growing. I'll tell you right now that the people of the fans who support Detroit City now will not in any way, shape, or form support MLS. In fact, they will rage against MLS coming to town. I would hope if that happened. And look, we do get into this sticky question of whether or not MLS should stay away from a town like Detroit if they already, quote unquote, have a team, no matter how small it is. Whether MLS should stay away from St. Louis when they already had a team, even if there are people who want MLS, should you protect those clubs and allow them to grow? Because killing them off isn't a good idea, isn't a good thing. I would say that if MLS decided to go to Detroit, if that somehow happened, and maybe Alexi Lalas can bankroll it, I don't know exactly how deep his pockets are, then
Fox money.
I would hope Detroit City could still thrive. I just know that they would reject supporting MLS. They do not like MLS at all. So there's that.
Okay. All right. I that's fair. No, we do have Jackie D in the chat saying Richmond. I'm not going to act like I know enough about Richmond.
Richmond's not a big enough town. It's a cool town. It's not a big enough town to do that.
But is the San Antonio door closed for good?
Yeah, I don't think you do San Antonio after you do Austin. No, I don't think that works. They're too close.
You can't do four in Texas.
Well, you can't do four in Texas, and those two are so close together that I just think they would cannibalize each other in a lot of ways because corporate money matters.
So you're saying it probably really is just Phoenix or San Diego's an option as well.
San Diego's there.
San Diego's been an option since '96.
Sure,
been talking about
sure,
San,
but I think
San Diego,
as people have said in our Slack with the besties, is that San Diego's politics don't really line up to get a stadium deal done, and this is all part of it. Okay, let's move on to some other news that surprised everybody in the last week in Major League Soccer, and that's Thierry Henry stepping down as the manager of the Montreal. I'm not there yet. It's brand new. I'm still figuring it out. And here's the thing. When you hear the word, the letter CF, Jared, and I know there are other clubs in the world that use CF, what do you think? What's the first thing that comes to mind? That's shorthand.
C and Fuegos.
Well, yeah, 100 fires. Yes, that's what comes to my mind.
Mauricio.
No, I know that, but Cienfuegos means 100 fires, dude. Jesus, follow along, okay? I was going to say...
You from California? You know Spanish?
I am from California, as a matter of fact. Cluster F is what I'm thinking. CF stands for Cluster F. And I don't. I know we're not necessarily censored on this show, but I'm not going to drop an F-bomb. That's what... anyway, CF Montreal, Thierry Henry steps aside. His reasons are, I can't see my kids. That's basically what it comes down to. I can't see my kids. And I can't.
This is a legit thing for Canadian teams right now because this is, obviously, he's even further impacted than some of the other coaches that potentially would coach in Canada. But your family is in another country, can't come into Canada because of COVID. You're not in Canada anyway. You're in the States because your team is playing all their games in the States. Yeah. Like, this is messed up for the players, and this just shows how far it goes. Even to the coaches, even for coaches that have plenty of money in the bank, probably, you know, from their playing career, Thierry Henry's not hurting, except for he's probably personally hurting. And here's the thing. If he wasn't happy, I don't know, when you're in the league, there was plenty of sound bites that made it sound like he wasn't happy on the side of the field from time to time. This is an easy out. No one's going to blame him. Sure. I'm not blaming the guy.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
I don't blame him, but I really don't. I mean, there is the if you want to be cynical, if you want to... be cynical about it and imagine some sort of you know conspiracy around this. He was connected to that Bournemouth job. Now, eventually, so he got connected to the Bournemouth job in the English press. We heard about it. Oh, Bournemouth is interested in Thierry Henry coming in and taking over. There was even a report that that Bournemouth had asked for permission to talk to Henry with CF Montreal. Then we hear Jonathan Woodgate is named, after he had already been the caretaker manager, he was named manager through the balance of the year. Not permanently, but they weren't going to change through the end of the season.
Balance of the season, not the year,
the
right?
The season. And the thought was, okay, well, I guess they decided not to hire Henry. You may already name check Chucky Bum Bum one time. We'll name check him again. He had the thought, and I don't think that he knows anything, and I think he did kind of back down after some clarification on whether or not there was a clause or a buyout in Henry's contract that was impossible for Bournemouth to meet. So if you want to be conspiracy minded, Henry quits CF Montreal because of his family, a legitimate thing, goes back to England for a couple of months, and then starting the new year takes the Bournemouth job. It still could happen. Now, it can be both things. It can be that he misses his family a ton and doesn't want to do the U.S. trip to start the year, and he gets away around his contract with Montreal to go take the Bournemouth job next season. It could be possibly that.
This is a tough job now to fill, because you're literally going to ask someone that, hey, you want this job, but you're going to have to kind of move here, but not really, and live in a hotel for the next 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough gig to fill. It may just go to the assistant coach at this point. Someone that's already doing the work anyway, that's already committed to it. That's a tough... Is Ben Olsen taking that job?
Probably not. They just hired Laurent Simon as a assistant. They can't give him that job right now, right? They can't.
Seems fast. Does he even have the right badges for
probably
that?
I don't know. Does MLS require badges the way that UEFA does? I don't even know.
No stinking badges.
Know if that's the case or not.
I mean, if Klinsmann got the job in Germany with no badge, I mean, I don't see why anyone else can't.
Well, like, I would... So... The job is open in Montreal. They have a tough timeline because training camp's getting underway. Again, they're going to be going to be based in the States. That's something Henri mentioned in his statement that hadn't been confirmed by MLS, but everybody knew was going to happen. I've heard Tampa, but again, nothing's...
That could change over the course of the season, too, but they're planning on it.
Sure. But I'm thinking, like, okay, you know.
But here's what sucks. Here's what sucks for the average American soccer fan and MLS fan. You now have a league that doesn't have Thierry Henry in it in some way.
I don't know that he's a good coach. Do you think he's a good coach? I think it's hard to know.
I don't know. I don't care because I'm not a Montreal fan. I like having a league that he's a part of.
He's got a certain je ne sais
quoi. I like seeing him in Jordans on the sideline, spitting to guys that they're not moving enough. Hey, no, my favorite thing this entire last season of Thierry Henry was him calling out a player like, no, not you. You're the problem. You didn't make the run. Don't get mad at him. I love hearing a guy say that to a player.
Right. Yeah. No, I think he understands the game. Whether he can coach the game is a different question altogether. You know,
here's the thing. Until he starts doing more than one season someplace, you're going to keep having that question. I mean, he's just bouncing right
here's
now.
Here's a question. I mean, Henry's now gone, but this is just. Poison. Now, if because it's French, I guess it'd be poisson. Is that how you say it? Jared, you're French. Dubois? Poisson?
Sure. It sounds a lot like croissant, so be
sommelier?
Careful.
Okay. If you were starting, if you had a job opening in Major League Soccer, would you hire Thierry Henry? Would you rather have Thierry Henry or Phil Neville?
Oh, that's actually kind of tough because Phil Neville is actually...
He's got some experience.
Okay.
Doing some stuff. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, playing career, I'm not even going to consider.
No. That, okay? You can't throw that out the window. No.
I'm going to throw that out.
Personal style. Actually, Phil Neville's got a decent style, but he goes with an old school sort of professorial suit look. Like he's not on the cutting edge of style. He's more like three-piece suit guy, which is a good move.
That style is Al Roker.
No, that's not. Okay. Come on. First of all, why are you hating on Al Roker?
I think their style is similar. It's like tweed snap cap and like a scarf. Like that's the way I see Phil Neville.
This is a good point by Jason. Poisson is French for fish. So I just said the word
French.
Oh,
it is actually. Yeah. It is actually. I knew that now. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. I'm going to take Thierry Henry. Here's the reason why. Both newer coaches. They haven't done a lot on the club stage. And I'm going to take Henry for one simple reason. He's played in this league and knows how this league works and seen the type of players and systems that have worked in this league. That would be the number one reason I would take Henry over Phil Neville.
Okay, that's fair, I suppose. So you know the travel, you know the...
Thanks, I was hoping to get your endorsement.
No, I think it's a flip of a coin because, again, Phil Neville's... I mean, you're making your choice based on some good reasoning. I'm just saying Phil Neville...
Who are you taking?
Thierry Henry.
And plus, there's a cool factor. Come on,
there is. No, there,
cool.
there is.
I mean, Lexi would tell you, super club, right? If you want to be a super club, you got to have some style and some grace and like some headline. Isn't like it, Thierry Henry should be at a super club, but
isn't it wild that the club with the most stylish owner in the league has that guy as their manager now? I mean, again, this is not about his coaching ability. I don't know if Phil Neville's going to be success or not, but it's just wild that David Beckham...
Wait, who's given him the designation of the most stylish team in the league?
No, I'm saying David Beckham's the most stylish owner in the league.
Got you.
That's
okay.
What I'm
all
saying.
Right. I thought you... Right.
No, I'm not throwing that... Inter Miami's got
and
a
by
lot...
the way, did you see the pic of him and Romeo like rocking the kits? And Romeo's looking just like Justin Bieber, dude. Like, it's no. Serious Bieber vibes.
No, I did not see that. Is he dropping an album?
There was... That was a handsome dad and a handsome boy rocking that Inter Miami. I mean, listen, if you can do it, I would be rocking my own stuff all the time if I was Beckham. I would definitely do it.
Okay, so here's the question before we move on from this. You know, Montreal kind of gets not as much coverage for a couple reasons. One, they haven't won anything, and they haven't been super ambitious with their spending, so they don't get a headline for who they're signing. I mean, they made some good signings over the years. It just hasn't been marquee names. Drogba does.
Drogba
counts. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about Drogba for a second. But they do get even with Drogba, they kind of get left off the main page because everything happens in French, right? And most of the league is operating in English, and a lot of the stuff happens in Montreal in French. And then we kind of go, well, I don't understand it. I'll ignore them. And again, they haven't won anything.
It's a nice luxury.
So, I mean, they're maybe like one of the cooler teams in the league for that reason. Their new badge and their new name and all that notwithstanding, depending on how you
feel.
Let
me know when Arcade Fire writes their new theme song for their team.
There you go.
I'll be impressed.
There you go. Who should get the job? Joey Saputo is one of the harder owners to figure out in Major League Soccer, and he's got his eye. He's doing his Italian thing.
The dude loves foreign talent. I'm not even going to say an American coach because I don't think he wants an American coach, but or even Canadian coach for that matter. I think he wants. He's always liked foreign. He has a chubby for Italians in general. And I don't know what the right fit is for him. It's probably a guy we're not even thinking
of. Hold on
a
second. Hold on a second. You say he's a chubby for Italians. He's Italian by background.
Yeah.
His family's Italian.
He made his whole team look like Inter Milan.
But they've never had an Italian coach. That's true, but they've never had an Italian coach. Never.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know, can Jared Dubois name how many of CF Montreal's coaches in their MLS history can you name?
God dang.
How many can you name Mr. Dubois? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I can do Thierry Henry.
Who asked those questions?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. Thierry Henry might be the only one I can come up with. Hold on. I got to think back to who the heck coached that team.
Thierry Henry? Go ahead.
I know Nicky's got one. Hold on. Was it Jesse Marsh or... Is Jesse Marsh?
Are you locking that in? You're locking that in.
Is Jesse Marsh or a guy looks just like him? Who was it?
Locking that in? Lock that in. Lock it in.
I'm going to go Jesse Marsh because I think he went to New York from Montreal, didn't he?
Jesse Marsh was Montreal's first MLS coach. Moved up from the lower division, Jesse Marsh was their first coach. He lasted 1 year before they fired him.
Is that the one you had, Nick?
Nick is shaking his head.
Nick's
There's another legacy, like an old school MLS name on this list that you would know as soon as I gave you some hints. But if you want, you don't want hints. You don't want me to give you the names. Just give you the names.
It's not. Yeah.
Can you get anybody else? Anybody else?
Off the top of my head, I am blanking right now on what the next one would have been. Preki?
Preki did not coach Montreal. No, that's.
I got nothing.
I don't know why I'm laughing at Preki. That's all I meant to do.
Wow, that was messed up.
I love Preki. I would never laugh at Preki.
All right, let's see. Nick knows it. Nick,
you got any of them? Can you name one?
Was there somebody named Rennie?
No, Rennie coached in Vancouver. Martin Rennie coached. He was in the lower divisions. He got the job in Vancouver. They fired him too. Okay.
Lexi's saying think meme. Mm-hmm. So there's someone that's a meme parent.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember this. That's who he's referencing the MLS name, the legacy MLS name, the old school MLS name that you would know. All right. So I'm just gonna give you. So the second guy they hired was Marco Schallebaum, a Swiss coach.
Okay.
Then Frank Klopas.
And
Frank Klopas had this moment in the I think it was a Champions League match where he started hip thrusting. And that's there's this meme of Frank Klopas like humping the air, and you're like, wait, what? What's happening here? Mauro Biello who was at that club forever as like a player and then an assistant. He got the job after Klopas got fired. Then Remy Gard, who was at Aston Villa and a French coach who's been in France for a long time. Then they fired him. And then Wilmer Cabrera got fired in Houston. And yeah. then they Montreal brought him in as their interim coach after they fired Remy Gard in the middle of the season in 2019. And then Cabrera didn't get the job and they gave it to Henry, who picked up the phone and said, hire me. And they were like, yes, of course, Thierry Henry, you can have this job. That's the history of the Montreal job.
Man. Okay. I did not perform well on that.
No, you did not. Maybe maybe we'll bone up on our coaches.
How many of those could you have gotten, though, without having
all of them? All of them. Honestly, all of them.
God, I hate you so much. I hate you
Why?
So much.
Why? Because I know things? You hate me because I know things.
Because I have no way of proving if you actually did or
One
not.
One of us.
You, you posed the question and had the answer.
This is true. You're right. You're right. I did pose the question. I can say that. But I bet you it would have taken me a couple of minutes to get through all, but I would have gotten there. There's only eight of them. It's not, or seven. It's only seven of them. It's not even that many.
Yeah, but those are pretty hipster names outside of Wilmer Cabrera.
Who should get the job is a big question. I have no idea. Again, you said maybe foreign coach. Patrick Vieira's name has come up in the chat from Morgan. That's a decent shout. I mean, he was supposed to be in line for the Montreal or the Toronto job, and they apparently didn't even talk to him or didn't make an offer.
I thought he did quite well in New York City. So, I mean, yeah, sure. Well, but yeah, I don't know if he wants to come back to that.
He went running off to France as soon as he could. As soon as he got enough of a name in America.
It makes sense for Montreal, though. You get that French national. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely some flair there. And I think it's a good fit. But once again, does he want to live in a hotel for the next 8 months?
That's
Patrick Vieira doesn't seem like the type of guy that wants to split. Didn't have to. He'll have other opportunities. He doesn't have to come here and live in a hotel.
Probably. All right. Let's move on from Major League Soccer and give some love to the U.S. Women's National Team, who handled business at the She Believes Cup, Jared. They finished off Argentina 6-0. Megan Rapinoe, Kristen Press, Alex Morgan. Fantastic that she gets her first goal in like 500 days or whatever it was.
6-0.
6-0. 6-0. They were supposed to wax Argentina, so they waxed Argentina. They had beaten Brazil 2-0, and they beaten Canada 1-0. So 9 goals, 0 conceded, a perfect run at the She Believes Cup. And it kind of leaves us with, what do you say? What can you say?
The interesting thing is, I went into this tournament thinking that Megan Rapinoe may not be a factor for this team in the near term. Even the near term. I knew long term, next World Cup, it's a definite question mark. She had taken so much time off, and I really just thought that the team was going to move on from her. I think she would be part of the team, but she may actually still be the team in a way. I was surprised by that.
I think she probably transitions the way that Carly has, where she's around, she's valuable, you keep her in the mix, but she's probably not going to be a starter. Or if she is, she's a starter in one game, but not a starter in the other two group games. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're rotating. And this is the obviously, look, there's something to be said for consistency and your best, knowing what your best lineup is, or feeling like this is my best 11. But this is the luxury that Vlatko Andonovski has. He can literally roll the dice. Like, he could pick names out of a hat in each position, put that team on the field, and they're going to beat 98% of the women's teams in the world. That's a luxury.
That's a tough place for a coach to be, because do you ever get the credit for making a move or making a choice or doing something? Like, you have to do something at the level of benching Hope Solo to really say you did something on that team.
I suppose that's true.
You could lose. That's something you could do and get blamed on.
Yes.
You could definitely lose.
Yes.
But if it wins,
there's no safety net.
That's kind of sucks for him.
There's no safety net, and maybe you don't get as much credit as you would with a team that doesn't have as much talent. But it also is, I think, a credit to him that they haven't dropped. Like, they transitioned from, from Jill Ellis, who won two World Cups, and early had some questions about her approach and her tactics. They transitioned from her to Vlatko, and yes, 2020 gets thrown out the window, but they've been very, very good.
I think some of us remember that 2010 to 2012 time period where the 99ers were being kind of forced out, and it took a while to get the next group in. And there was a time there where Germany was the more dominant team in the world, and it wasn't the U.S. anymore. And he's being asked to navigate that on the fly and try to avoid that same thing that happened where there was that stall until the Wombox were ready and the other folks that were ready to take over the mantle from the 99ers. And I feel so far he's done a good job of starting to integrate new talent and still get the most out of the veterans. We just have to see if he can do that for the next 3 more years. You know, get through the Olympics. I think all the older school players have their eyes on the Olympics. And I think they have an idea that maybe they won't have a chance for the World Cup. But Megan Rapinoe's making it hard on him. She's making it very hard
on him. So this is, I just want to go through, since it's the most recent game. And again, this is not, he was able to rotate the lineup. He played a bunch of players who weren't who didn't start in other matches. The first two
and played more, Davidson in this one.
He played Tanner Davidson in the back with Becky Sauerbrunn. He played Casey Krueger, formerly Casey Short. She just got married. She started. Kelly O'Hara actually came back in because she wasn't quite fit enough for the first two games, so she comes back. And there is a question of, like, okay, you know, is Midge Purse going to overtake Kelly O'Hara for that position? As much as we love Kelly O'Hara.
Yeah, Emily Sonnet's in that mix, too.
Emily Sonnet's in that mix, too. Of course, Ertz is sort of the unmovable piece. And there is, I don't know. I don't know who steps in. I mean, you could obviously remake your midfield and play with Sam Mewis being more defensive, but that's...
Mewis is the better player. I'm going to say that. Sam Mewis is a better player than Julia Ertz, but Julia Ertz is the heart and the heart of that team. She's... Everything flows for her, from the set pieces to the midfield. She is the engine of that team.
Sure.
But Sam Mewis is a better player.
But they do different things, and that's what I mean.
For sure.
Is if you are forced to move... If you're forced to replace Julie Ertz, you have to remake what that midfield does and how it operates. Rose Lavelle started in this game after not starting the first two matches. Christy Mewis gets a start. We still love Christy Mewis. I think Justin asked a question about Christy Mewis making the Olympic roster. It's 18 players, Jared. 18. I don't know. My gut says no. As much as
well, I have a pick your poison for you right now, then.
Ooh, okay. Let's go there. Poison.
Now, Christy Mewis plays midfield in this lineup, but I've seen her play in the forward position for this team as well.
Well,
do you take...
No. Go ahead. Sorry. I don't want to step on that. Go ahead.
Assuming Tobin Heath is still out. Let's assume that... I think it's a guarantee she will be, right?
No. Flacco says she's coming back and she'll be ready in time.
Okay, so but let's just take her out for right now, just for the sake of this. Do you take Christy
Nobody
Mewis,
puts Tobin in the corner. What are you doing, dude?
Or do you take Carly Lloyd?
Do you take Christy Mewis or Carly Lloyd?
Yeah.
I think you take Carly Lloyd because do you have a clear center forward option after Alex Morgan? Do you have a... I'm not talking about somebody who can play in the middle. You could line up Kristen
Press there.
Somebody
that can hold the ball.
Somebody can hold the ball. Somebody who's going to take the beating that Alex Morgan and Carly Lloyd are capable of taking. I don't think
so. Because I think Christy Mewis is a better starter to get more out of 60, 70 minutes than Carly Lloyd. And so if you're having to start one of the two, I'd rather start Mewis.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're bringing someone off the bench, I'm taking Carly Lloyd.
Carly Lloyd is a weapon off the bench, and she's also your first back. I mean, you could lament the fact. It's sort of the U.S. men's national team situation. And look, it's not that there aren't other... Sophia Smith is here, but she's going to play more wide. Let's see. Katarina Macario is more of a midfielder. I don't know where you're pushing her. Lynn Williams, it's also maybe better wide and running in the channels, but you could also start...
Lynn Williams is an interesting... She's almost a problem for Vlaco because... What's her position in this team?
Well, she plays...
I think he likes her,
but she plays so differently than, say, a Heath or a Press would in that situation. Or obviously, Rapinoe's an out-and-out winger on the other side. So what is Lynn Williams... How do you unleash her and make it work? So that's a good question.
That's good. By saying unleash, it's a very good term because she causes defenses fits with her speed.
Mm-hmm.
Fits. Mm-hmm. But... Do you play her in midfield? And you can't get Rose Lavelle. You can't get Julie Ertz.
You can't play her in midfield.
And Mewis all in there and have her. Or do you play her at the right forward position? Mm-hmm. And then you're losing either Tobin Heath or Kristen Press.
No, you have to. You have to play her one of the forward three because I don't think that in possession she's who you want in the midfield as much.
Agreed.
So and again, this is all of this is sort of like, again, shake it up, throw it on the table, see what comes out, start that team. They're probably going to win a bunch of games. Like it's just whether or not you're hitting your peak and fine-tuning this. I mean, this is the best race car in the world, and it's like, well, we can get an extra 3 miles an hour out of this. Like, how do we do that, right? So I think that's where we are with the national team at this point. But again,
I did see she has a cameo, by the way.
Lynn Williams does?
Lynn Williams has
Lynn Williams. How many U.S. Women's National Team players have cameos?
That is the only one. Okay, I've seen former. She's the only current one I've seen, but I'm not going to act like I've seen every cameo there is. So, by the way, in case you missed last week, Jason and Nick were nice enough to get me an amazing gift for my birthday, a cameo from Monica. Danica McKellar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Danica McKellar. And it sent me down a cameo rabbit hole. And I saw that.
Yeah, I mentioned this. I brought this to the show, my radio show this week after I gave you that gift. I talked about... I talked about how I never really messed with Cameo before, and suddenly now I'm looking at Cameo and I'm like, oh, look at all these people on Cameo that you can pay. And I think I may have mentioned this on the... I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. This is where the streams crossing over has confused me. Did I mention that there's like a cameo for sports broadcasters only kind of thing. Did I mention this on the show?
I mean, you and I have talked about it, so I don't know if you've mentioned it on the show. So, but
just a quick story, because Cameo is obviously celebrities and you get a shout out and whatever. And Danica McKellar gives her money to charity. That's a beautiful thing. I got recruited last year by a guy who has a sort of a similar idea, but it's more for sports broadcasters and like the voice, you know, the sports voices. It's called Now on Deck. And I actually do have like a profile. So if you could hire me to do something, I don't know. I've never actually had anybody hire me. Because
I tell you, all I want a button on my phone I push when my wife and I are about to get down. That's Jason go, here we go.
Nikki Soup and Sausage wants
to
know.
She'd be into it.
Wants to know how Mama Dubois, how she responded to the Danica McKellar thing. Like, did your wife?
She laughed.
She just laughed.
Oh, she laughed.
She thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. She definitely thought it was funny.
Okay.
For sure.
But like, you know,
she does not feel threatened.
Like, no. But like in a shake her head kind of way, or like, oh, that's very
no,
nice.
She laughed. No, she thought it was funny and cute. She thought it was cool that you guys did it. And she's like, keep dreaming.
It was. I think the best part was the banging chains reference, right? That Danica McKellar had to learn what that meant.
I liked that. I made her Google something.
She probably thought it was dirty when she saw it.
Oh, I definitely would have thought. I'm sure she thought it was dirty.
She probably did. She probably thought it was dirty. Somehow, disc golf is infecting my brain, and I still haven't played yet.
You're welcome.
I mentioned it on...
Pro 2 started this weekend. Eagle My Man won today. Hope that's not a spoiler for anyone.
I was on Grant Wall's podcast last week, and for some reason, I was making an analogy or a reference, and some reason...
About how there's a podcast for everything, you were saying.
Yes, and I said there's probably a podcast for left-handed disc golfers, so yeah. By the way, go listen to that episode of
the Grant taking Wall shots at me when I'm not even on the show.
It wasn't a shot. It really wasn't. I was saying... It's very popular, and apparently people like it.
I shot my best round ever today. Only 2 over on 23 hole course. Pretty good.
Wow. What's your handicap now?
My whole body.
Did you guys? Do you guys hang out at the clubhouse afterward? Have a couple beers?
No, we popped the hatch on my Jeep and had some cut meats. We usually bring some cut meats. I have some capicola and some salami and
like
some prosciutto.
You have a charcuterie situation.
Oh, it's a whole homie hangout of cold cuts.
What wine pairs nicely with a round of disc golf? That's what I need to know.
It's a beer sport for sure.
All right. So
I had a hazy today.
Speaking of, I actually had my neighbor dropped off some beer. He does this thing where he makes his own beer. He just like pops over, and because it's COVID and you can't really have a conversation up close, and it was
it's COVID, so he can't come close, but here, put this in your mouth from my house.
Well, okay, you're right, there is that, but you know, basically COVID is era, you know, in the air, not necessarily on, and you know, you clean stuff, but he drops off like a can of home brewed beer. It's a beautiful thing. So I had a unique beer that nobody else in the world except for the neighborhood had today as I got ready for the
podcast. Right on. Good on you.
So, speaking of Cameo, I gave you a game last week when we did Real or Fake.
Yeah.
Which you did terribly at. I think you were a disaster.
I did pretty well. I beat Nick.
You did. You beat Nick. Okay, well, Nick is terrible then. But you wanted to play a game. Speaking of Cameo, you wanted to play a game, right? We got something prepped?
Yeah, I got a game prepped. We're going to bring Nikki Soup and Sausage in. Nikki Soup and Turkey Sausage, by the way. Congratulations. I hope he's okay saying this. My man's lost 30 pounds. Give it up for Nikki. Nikki Soup and Turkey Sausage.
He lost 30 pounds. Nikki Soup and Turkey Sausage is not terrible, but I'm thinking like Nikki Bone Broth and something, right? Isn't bone broth like what you go with if you're being healthy?
Nikki Herbalife?
I've definitely been eating a lot of salads, so if you want to do Nikki Soup and Salad.
Well, that sounds like we're giving ads.
That
to
sounds
Olive
like
Garden.
You have a restaurant.
Yeah, that sounds like an Olive Garden situation.
It's definitely a buffet thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Vegas,
all right. So the game I have prepped. So I went down the rabbit hole and I noticed that there are soccer players that you can get a cameo from.
Oh,
so what we're gonna be doing is players. I'm gonna give you a name, and we'll rotate. And sorry, Nick, you have to keep score on this too. I don't have pen and paper in front of me.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay. And we're going to keep score, and I'm going to give you a name. You're each going to give a bid of what you think that soccer personality costs on Cameo. Closest to it. I don't do Price is Right rules. I hate Price is Right rules. Closest to it, that's all that matters.
All right. Yeah. Top or
Price is Right ruined these games, by the way.
Top or bottom. I mean, above or below. Sorry. Above or below.
Your choice. Whatever you're into.
Whatever I'm into. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the first name, and so Jason, you're going to be going first on this.
Okay.
The first name is... Speaking of top or bottom, David Seaman.
Oh, man. wow.
David Seaman, formerly Arsenal, the English national team.
Yeah, goalkeeper,
what does
right?
David Seaman go for yes. for a cameo, a message of your choice?
I'm going to say, this is in dollars, not pounds, right?
I don't dollars. To, all values will be in dollars.
I don't have to do an exchange rate on David Seaman.
American dollars.
I'm going to say David Seaman goes for $50. I'm going to say $50.
$50 for David Seaman. Nicky Soup and Turkey Sauce, what are you thinking?
I'm going well higher than that. This guy is a legend at Arsenal, right? I mean,
you tell me. I don't know. You're the man. You're the English Premier League fan.
I think I'm going to go
ponytail enthusiast.
Yeah, I'm going to go $200.
$200.
The actual retail price of a cameo for David Seaman is $149. Nicky Soup and Sausage gets the point.
Okay. All right. That's the point for him.
And just for each time we do this, I'm going to give you a comparison. So, Nicky Soup and Sausage, for a bonus point, is Johnny Damon higher or lower than David Seaman? Johnny Damon, famous of New York and Boston Red Sox. Yeah. World Series winner, hot as hell.
Hot as okay.
Pretty attractive man.
All right, yeah, I'm not gonna.
Does Johnny Damon go for money more ball, or less than David Seaman?
The Moneyball A's, Mr. California.
Okay, and by the way, if you lose, Jason gets the point, but you get the option of choosing which one is going to be.
I think he is more than David Seaman.
Actual retail price for Johnny Damon, $100. Wow, he is cheaper. That is by 50%. That is $50 cheaper. Jason gets a point on the bonus.
A couple of Sox fans are going to get Johnny Damon to give a special
$100?
Hello, wow. Happy birthday
you
message.
You $100 from Johnny Damon, man.
Nah, kid, I got you Johnny Damon message for you on your birthday.
All right, next one. Brianna Scurry.
So do I go Brianna first or does Scurry, Jason go first?
Jason went first last time, so you're going first this time.
Scurry.
So what's the retail value for a cameo for Brianna Scurry, U.S. Women's National Team legend?
Man, I'm going to go... I'll go $125.
All right, Jason.
Okay. First of all, I know you're going to hate me for this, Jared, but this is my role. Her name is Brianna Scurry. It's not Brianna Scurry. Just saying. Okay, sure. Okay. So, you know, I may have interviewed Brianna Scurry a couple times. Just saying. I'm going
to.
What did you say? What did you
say? During my own game.
You said
$125.
$125. It's closest. Doesn't matter if you're over or not, right?
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to say 100.
So you could be totally lame and do 124
$124 is what I'm going to say. I need a point. $124 is what I'm going to say.
Actual retail price of Brianna Scurry, a cameo, is $100. Point goes to Jason.
All right. I'm going to take that point.
Right. Same price as Johnny Damon.
Same price.
And for the bonus, Jason.
Yes.
By the way, turn off your, if you're looking at the chat, turn it off because we're getting some numbers thrown here.
They're just guessing. They're just guessing.
No, as long as they're not on Cameo passing that information on, and if you are, we are disowning you from the Best Soccer Show. Get out of here. You're not best anymore. But they're not doing that. They're good people.
They're taking guesses.
Come on. All right.
Next time you go second, Nick, you can benefit from it. All right.
Uh-huh. Tell me.
Is New York Mets legend,
ooh,
I think it was Mets, Doc Gooden.
Ooh, Doc Gooden.
Higher or lower than Brianna Scurry at $100.
Man.
Doc Gooden.
I was kind of a Mets fan when I was a kid, and I love Doc Gooden. I'm going to say higher than Brianna Scurry.
Nick, you don't get a choice. The actual retail price for Doc Gooden, $85.
Damn.
Doc Gooden's on the cheap.
Damn, Doc
Point
Gooden.
To Mickey Soup and Sausage.
Doc Gooden is
so it's a 2-2.
There's also, like, unfortunately, there's like, who's harder up for money? That's kind of part of what this is.
Who's further since they've been playing? That's also a thing,
that's
too.
True.
I think Brianna should
by the way,
more recently.
Congratulations to Brianna Scurry. She's part of the group that just invested in the Washington Spirit, which is very cool to have her involved. So there you go. Yeah.
All right. Next player up, and this is for Jason. A name you'll know.
I hope so.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen is on Cameo, believe
it
or not.
Michael Owen.
What's Michael Owen going for these
Michael
days?
Michael Owen. Wow. Michael Owen is probably... So just to get locked this, David Seaman was $200? Was that what David Seaman was? He ended up being $200?
Michael and by the way, this was one person's guess on Doc Gooden.
Well, that's not appropriate. Look, jeez. I could have made...
For the podcast, it says one eight ball
I
higher.
I could have made jokes about Doc Gooden, but come on.
Hey, I just want to make sure. I don't want to let joke go
the
by.
The man's in recovery. Like, give him a chance.
Hey, good for him.
I'm going to say...
Michael Owen, what's he going for?
I'm
going
to say Michael Owen. He's got, like, racehorses and stuff. I'm going to say he's 250. I'm saying Michael Owen is 250.
250 for Michael Owen.
Yeah,
okay, Mr. Nicky Soup
and
Sausage.
A big name in English football. I know David Seaman is, too.
Give me a number.
Michael Owen's more recent.
And be cooler than going $1 above or below him. You know, that's a loser's way to win.
Hey!
That's like claiming all your goals for the season were penalties.
This is like, again, you're very antagonistic tonight. I don't know what's happening. What's in the water out in California?
I'm going to go for Michael Owen.
You'd know if you're actually from California.
Go ahead.
All right. I will say Michael Owen is going to be, I'll go 150.
Okay. And Jason, your number again, I'm sorry.
I said 250. So we got $100 in the middle there.
Actual retail price for Michael Owen to say I love you to whoever you want, $180. Nikki Soup and Sausage gets the point.
All right.
180.
All right. So that,
now, the American equivalent I'm going to give you in this scenario for Mr. Nick, and this guy played not too far from you. Pete Rose, higher or lower than Michael Owen?
Wow, Pete Rose.
Talk about someone that needs the
you
money.
You know what? You could get a cameo from Pete Rose if you put a bet down for him in Vegas right now. That's probably the going rate for a Pete Rose.
All right. What's so you got, Nick? I think
Michael Owen's 180. What's Pete, knowing, is Pete Rose higher or lower?
Oh, man. I'm going to say, man, that's tough because Pete.
That's, oh, a legend. God. That's a dude. That's a legend. That's like Michael Owen, David Seaman, Pete Rose.
Oh.
Yeah, but half the world doesn't know who Pete Rose is. They know who Michael Owen
that's
is.
No, true. American
people know who Pete Rose is. And he's famous for more than just his playing career. So there's extra juice there.
Man.
I don't mean VIG either. I'm not talking about interest on the bet. I'm not talking. Yeah.
Right. I gotcha.
I assumed you were talking about
so 180. 180 was Michael Owen, right?
180 is Michael Owen. So Pete Rose higher or lower?
I will go lower.
Pete Rose actual price. Michael Owen's 180. Pete Rose you can get for 150.
Oh my
lower.
God.
Nikki gets the point.
Yeah. Pete's. Yeah. Okay. I see it. I mean, famous right, guy, but one, yeah, I got it. Go ahead.
Next one up.
It's 4-2, by the way. Nikki. With the lead.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay.
Doesn't happen very often.
I see what we're doing here.
Yeah. All right. Next person up. MLS player.
Yeah. Okay.
I found a couple MLSers. Okay.
All right.
Justin Glad of Real Salt Lake. I believe, who's going first? Jason, you're first? No, Nick, you're first.
Justin
Glad of Real Salt Lake.
Good player.
What's the retail value Justin Glad message?
Good young player, Justin Glad.
I'll go $80.
Justin with an E.
Justin with
how much?
$80. $80.
Jason, what are you going to go with?
Man, okay. I'm going to say, I'll leave some room. I'll say $50 for Justin Glad.
Justin Glad, you can have, say, a message of your choice for $10.
Wow. Hey, you look, it's about finding that.
Hey, hustle, son.
It's about finding
get your hustle.
That balance between.
He's not about getting one good one. He's about doing 100 and turning numbers.
I'm going to say it's about finding that spot between like price and demand. Like you can't overcharge and you can't, you know.
I mean, for $10, I could get him to say something pretty nasty about Delroy Hansen.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that. Never mind. Go ahead. I'll leave that. I'll
yeah,
leave
but this next one will be tough, though. $10.
I will say it. I don't know everything about what went down, but they screwed over Andy Williams, and I'm pissed about it. Let me just say that. Bamadog got royally screwed with that whole deal after he spoke out against Deloitte.
Yeah, another team would be very, very good idea.
He's got a job.
Bring him into their system.
He's got a
job.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. I think maybe it's the Arizona Barcelona Academy, something like that. I'm not positive.
Oh, good. That one's actually producing some.
He got an academy job somewhere.
All right. So Jason Davis.
Yeah, that's money.
Higher or lower? Believe it if you can. Go lower. I don't know what the minimum is. There.
It might be $10. It might be $10. Uh-huh.
Butterbean.
Oh my God. Butterbean's higher than $10. People remember Butterbean.
Butterbean is higher at $75. Okay, yes. $75 for Butterbean.
All right.
All right. Next one up. Let's see. Jason, I believe you're guessing first on this one.
I think that's right.
Brad Guzan.
Brad Guzan of your Atlanta United.
Yes.
The Five Stripes. Does he charge more than the number of stripes on the Atlanta United? Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Or how many per stripe?
How much per stripe do you get? Brad Guzan.
I can tell you right now how many per stripe. I'm not going to.
I'm going to say 75 American dollars for Brad Guzan.
Okay.
75 Nick. American dollars.
Brad Guzan. I will go $40.
$40 for the guy with how many
Brad
caps?
Brad Guzan.
He might have more. That might be more. He might
have
more
caps. $8 per stripe.
He might
$8 per stripe.
But he might have more caps than dollars that Nick thinks he charges for a cameo.
Wow, Nick, why do you hate Brad Guzan?
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so Brad Guzan goes for $75. Jason wins the Showcase Showdown.
Wow.
I hit it exactly, and I get all the prizes.
Exactly.
Yes.
I had to change it up because I had Butterbean matched up with Brad Guzan. Then I realized they're both 75.
I get all of Atlantis stripes. I get all of LA Galaxy stars. I get I get the log from Portland. I get – what else do I get? I get some – some Skyline? No, I don't want that. Get that out of here. Let's, else?
The can of Red Bull that Eleko Escandarian spit out of.
Yeah, I don't think I want that one either. Put that in the museum
that's
somewhere.
That's classic. All right, so, and what's the score right now, Nick, with that, before the
Jason
bonus?
Jason now has a lead, 5-4.
Ah, okay, see, Jason.
This is what you get for talking
to lock up the game.
Shouldn't have talked
to
trash.
Lock up the game.
Yeah.
Brad Guzan, $75. Uh-huh. Is John Daly higher or lower than Brad Guzan? Because John Daly, you can see it being either one,
here's
right?
The thing about John Daly. He might be like, whatever, I'll do it for $10. I don't care. I'm John freaking Daly. I'm smoking a pack. I'm hitting bombs.
Yep.
I'm good to go. Or he could be like, I'm John Daly. Everybody loves John Daly. I'm charging $250 for them. It could go either way. My gut, $75 is just, this is so brilliant of you as the game master. It's just right there.
Just enough.
I'm going to say higher. Higher for John Daly.
Do you want to just take a guess real quick, Nick, what you think the number is for John Daly? No points, but do you want to take a guess?
I think it would be lower, but that's just my gut. But
I'm probably wrong. So either way, this works out real well then. Whoever gets the point actually deserves it.
Okay.
John Daly, you can have him say whatever you want.
And he will say whatever you want.
For $750. Everyone wants to have a drink with John Daly. Everyone wants. Here's the thing. And what you guys didn't think about is golfers have money.
Well,
golfers have money.
Some golfers do have money. I don't know how much John Daly actually has, but that dude is...
The people that play golf at country clubs, they got money.
No, true.
And everyone wants their buddy to have John Daly say something.
John Daly is definitely rolling in cameo cash. I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt.
$750.
Just to say what's up to your buddy.
That's brilliant.
John Daly, I tell you, cameo has changed John Daly's life.
Now you know why we didn't get you that one for your birthday.
Well, that dude, like,
I know. What's up with
he
that?
Is sort of real life happy. Like, he can go to the long drive contest. He doesn't have to win or compete. He just goes, shows up, does an appearance.
Yeah.
They're going to pay him, you know, thousands of dollars just to be there. And then he gets to do cameos for $750 a pop, and he's probably getting them every day. Yeah, man, do it.
And he drinks for free at any course he goes
100%
to.
He drinks for free wherever he goes. And
he's never paid for a round of golf either, because every person there wants them to go in the cart with them on their round.
No, what a hustle John Daly has. Doesn't have to actually play golf anymore, and I bet you he's still doing very good. Still doing fine with it. Although he probably lives in Florida, which is kind of dicey.
That's your soccer cameo game, folks.
All right. So we got a couple minutes left here. There's always the show business. This is a good opportunity before we actually wrap it up to tell you that, you know, we got bonus stuff over at the Patreon, patreon.com/thebestsoccershow. Last week we did a Ted Lasso pilot watch along. Congratulations to Jason Sudeikis, who won Best Actor in a Comedy Series at the Golden Globes.
Friend of the show, can we say?
Brendan Hunt's a friend of the show.
Jason, raise your hand if you were the first one Jason Sudeikis has ever liked your tweet.
That's probably you.
Yeah,
that's probably you. Although I don't know if this is an automated situation with Jason Sudeikis and that Twitter account. Let me just say,
I figured out the hack first. Then
okay, well that's probably fair. But again, if you know somebody who is very close to a very famous person, you can claim friendship by proxy, right? Brendan Hunt.
Oh yeah,
Jason. Our degree of separation is one. We don't have to go very far, right?
And we're hearing that Schitt's Creek won for best comedy.
They did.
So now, tough. It was always going to be tough to go against them in their last.
The only
season,
thing I'll say
next year.
Yes, the only thing I'll say about Ted Lasso and Jason Sudeikis, I mean, look, very well deserved, and we love that show. And obviously, you know, look, I wasn't the first one on it. You guys were watching it. I got dragged along. Obviously, I admit 100%.
I think Nick and I started like the same week.
But apparently, the Best Soccer Show does not have the juice to be given the promo pack with the AFC Richmond jersey in it, which we've been clamoring.
I saw
for.
Some randoms getting it. I saw some randoms.
Well, look, you know how
it
within soccer. You know, we might get hooked up occasionally. I know I get hooked up a little bit more than you do. That's not fair. That's the way it is. But in sort of general, and look, it's a soccer show, but it's a general, you know, it's in entertainment. They're going to send it to the Instagram guy with 1.5 million followers that neither of us know.
What, they don't want my, like, 450?
I don't think so. I don't think that.
Man, they don't know class when they see it. So, Jason, I know we're trying to wrap, but this Brian's reminds me of a real quick.
Yeah.
Pick your poison right here.
Oh, you okay? You want to go? Okay, there we go. Poison. Yeah.
Better drip kit.
Okay.
AFC Richmond.
Yeah.
Or LA Galaxy's new throwback. If both packages arrived at your house and you could only keep one.
Wow, man.
Because let's say the Galaxy Cafe one is fire.
Well, it is, but...
But the AFC Richmond is really cool, too,
they're though. They may never make another AFC Richmond. That show's only going to be on the air for 3 seasons tops. I think that's the plan. The Galaxy are going to come out with a kit, and you know what? 3 or 4 years from now, they could...
Actually, I take it back. That wasn't my question. I'm sorry. The question I actually give you is better drip kit. Which one is got better drip?
Oh, I haven't seen the AFC unfurled. But I have to give it to the Galaxy kit. That thing is, it's beautiful. It is.
Shout out to Chris Thomas. Yes. I hear he had a lot to do with that.
Yes, yes. Chris Thomas, if you need my address, you can hit me up on my DM.
Oh.
What? I advocate for me. You advocate for
you. You can't claim Southern California. You're already claiming like a weird California vibe. You can't claim Southern California. Wait, you're Sacramento, dude.
You've known me for 10 years. You know what I do for a living. You don't think I just claim All-American Soccer and just let the stuff come at me?
You don't know the pain that I've been through the last few seasons.
You pigeonholed yourself as a Galaxy fan. I chose not to do that. I am sitting here.
I didn't have a choice.
I know. I'm come on.
I'm LA till I die, I guess, I think.
You could have been a Chivas fan.
You could have. I was going through Instagram today. I saw just randomly some account posted a Robbie Keane chip against Chivas. And I was like, wow, that's a weird blast from the past. It was Dan Kennedy getting chipped by Robbie Keane. I was like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. Never thought
Dan
I would
Kennedy
see
Kennedy, a name I haven't heard in a while either.
There's a lot of sexy in what you just said right there between the chip and the man.
The last thing I want to get to. So there was a big thing that happened. For people who are soccer nerds and certainly care about the governance of soccer, a big thing happened at the U.S. Soccer annual general meeting, which was done virtually this year. I don't even want to give the dudes, I don't want to give them any run at all. One of the athlete council representatives decided to speak out against repealing the kneeling ban that U.S. Soccer had in place because of Megan Rapinoe that really hasn't been enforced, or they repealed it in the summer. They were permanently repealing it. He went on this incredibly misinformation-laden, racist rant about kneeling and slavery and racism and all this weird stuff. And I don't want to – that's not what we do, right? We're supposed to have –
It's like watching a Tucker Carlson's Best Of.
I do want to acknowledge that it happened and that we are certainly, you know, that we are against everything the dude said, and he doesn't deserve to have a place in U.S. soccer. And I'm happy to report, just as we finish up, that the Athletes Council for U.S. Soccer has voted to remove him from their council effective immediately because of a violation of the prohibited conduct policy. So that dude is gone.
Two votes went our way tonight. Jason Sudeikis and that.
It does not mean that everything is good with U.S. Soccer. And I still think that Sydney Parlow-Cohn has some things to answer for, because she did not give a good response after this happened. She claimed she didn't know what he said, and she danced around in different viewpoints and all that. No. You don't get to share misinformation and lie about statistics and minimize experiences for people of color in this country and then say, you know, and do that, and then have the president go, I didn't know exactly what he said. Nope. Okay. So while we're not.
Well, if she didn't know what she said? I mean, you don't want her to say something out of turn. I mean, if she truly didn't know.
Well, but then
I respect her for not speaking on something she's not educated
on. But that may be fair. But as the president of U.S. soccer, while these things are happening and an important issue is being discussed, certainly one that is going to get a lot of attention, you should be paying attention. I'm sorry, Cindy. You have to pay attention. That's your job. That's why you're the president. That's what I'll say. He's gone. There's lots of work to do in American soccer. Like, lots. Yeah. Okay. And that's where we're going to leave it. And if things need to be covered again next week, we will do that. All right. Is that good? Or do you want to say anything? You want to add anything else before I finish it up?
You're good, buddy.
All right. That's going to do it for us then. Again, patreon.com/thebestsoccershow. Ratings and reviews. I don't think we had anything prepared. We do. All right. Well, let's go to Nicholas Bone Broth and Salad, or whatever we're decided on.
Soup and Salad.
All Nicholas right. Soup and Salad.
Yeah, this one is from
no
Michael
dressing.
D.
No dressing on that salad. That's the hack. You can't put dressing.
Vinegar and oil.
you could do that. Okay, that's true. Go ahead.
All right, so this one is from Michael DM19. He says, the boys are back in town. Great to hear Jason and Jay Rohde's back together. Love the mix of random pop culture mixed in with all the soccer talk. It's a great show that doesn't take itself too seriously, but still has a lot of good insight into the game. And last but not least, this is from WTOP92. He says, awesome American soccer pod. These guys are awesome. Jason brings the heat with his professionalism and experience.
Jerry. Wait. Okay, there better be a second half to that, because if they're just tuning in for that, they got the wrong show.
Jared provides some takes that will make you laugh and think.
That's exactly what he wants to hear.
They'll make you think. Jared, what did he just say?
He'll put that on his tombstone. I said some things that make you laugh and think, and he would be happy to do it. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
They have solid chemistry as a team, and I appreciate their outlook and dedication to American soccer. MLS,
I thought for a second I was getting set up for a hit job.
MLS and USMNT comes to the forefront. So thank you for those reviews, everybody.
Perfect. Thank you, Nicholas Soup and Salad. We do appreciate that. All right, we're running off to do the bonus show. So again, patreon.com/thebestsoccershow if you want to catch that. I think that's it. Mr. Dubois, thank you very much for your time. As always, I appreciate it.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Danger Zone!
Duh and or hello.
Damn, dog, that's an approach.
I wouldn't be caught dead in a sweater vest.
The horror show.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Oh, it's incredible.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Michael freaking Orozco Fiscal.
J. Rodius.
I shouldn't have opened my freaking mouth.